Peace be to you, brothers and sisters in Christ.
哪一个人是本教会的会友，请举手。
If you are a member here, would you raise your hand?
有谁是今天来访问这个教会的，请举手。
If you are a guest, would you raise your hand?
你们有一些人是第一次来。
So some of you are here for the first time.
我也是第一次来。
So am I.
所以我们一次见面, 我们都在主里。
We can all share in the fellowship of peace that God has given to us.
王牧师，我来过没有？
I asked Reverend Wang whether I've been here.
他说我没有来过。
He said no.
我就很安心了。
So I'm comforted.
我怕从前来讲的，今天又讲就不好意思了。
Because I don't want to repeat what I preached last time.
我一看到王牧师，
When I saw Reverend Wang,
我心里只有一个印象，
I have the impression
就是很正直的。
This is a person who is very upright and half old. Although his beard is longer than mine.
This old man is younger than me.
但是他比我年轻多了。感谢上帝。 Thanks be to God.
我们能够在主里面一同来聚集，一同来敬拜，是神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God that we can worship together.
你们要不要看看我在印尼做的一些工作？
Do you want to see some of the work I've done in Indonesia?
前两天有来的吗？
Have you seen this
你们前两天有参加聚会的，我看看。啊，我要把一些还没给你们看过的照片登给你们看。
I want to show you some pictures that you may have missed.
文件已经预备好了吗？好，我们有189个城市开布道会。We
had gospel rally in 189 cities.
这些城市大的像Jakarta。
As large as Jakarta.
Jakarta 多大呢？
You know how large Jakarta is?
Jakarta 比北京大两倍。
It is twice as large as Beijing.
比上海更大2000多万人口。
It has more than 20 million people than Shanghai.
Jakarta 有4300万人口。
It has 43 million people.
是全世界现在第二大的城市。
The second most populous city in the world.
再过10年以后，
10 years later,
要退为第三大的城市。
It would be the third largest.
现在全世界人口最多的是东京。
Tokyo has the most people in the world.
第二是 Jakarta。
Followed by Jakarta.
那么过10年以后，
10 years later,
全世界最大的城市是在非洲。
The most populous city will be found in Africa.
亚洲, 美洲, 欧洲, 慢慢衰退下去。
The other continents are on the decline.
特别欧洲的人口越来越少。
Especially European population.
那么以后全世界最大的人口在哪里呢？
The most populous place in the world will be
这个城市叫Lagos。
A place called Lagos.
知道这个名字的请举手。
If you know this place, would you raise your hand?
现在美国什么都不知道了。
So the Americans don't know anything.
从前全世界知道美国， 现在美国什么都不知道了。
Now the Americans don't know anything.
Lagos 的人口要将近5000万。
Lagos will have 50 million people.
最大的城市是非洲。
Most populous in
Africa.
Not Asian city.
欧洲没有份的。
Not European city.
美国没有份的。
Not American city.
当我10岁的时候，
When I was 10,
我记得很清楚。
I remember kept
伦敦是世界最大的城市。
London was the most populous.
那时候伦敦人口是850万。
They had 8.5 million people.
纽约是世界第二大的城市。
New York second largest.
当时纽约人口是7820万。
It was 7.82 million people.
Jakarta 是很小的城市。
Jakarta was very small.
当时大概200万。
Maybe 2 million.
我住的地方 Surabaya.
Surabaya where I live.
940万。
Had 900 million people.
从小很多数目字都背起来了。
So I memorized all these numbers.
现在这些背的都没有用了。
But these are all useless now.
都过去了。
For its history.
所有的大城市现在变成乡下。
All the large cities are becoming small.
所有的乡下变成大城市。
Small cities became large.
现在纽约，
New York.
也不过是在世界上不到第10名的大城市。
Not even in the top 10.
所以这个世界的变化太大了。
So there are many transformations in the world.
那我现在给你们看一个7月24号。 在印尼的小乡下的一个布道会。
This was a gospel rally in a small place in Indonesia.
多少人聚会呢？ 请把灯光把它熄灭到， 大家可以看得很清楚。 那这个城市大概有3000人参加聚会。
3,000 people came to the gospel rally.
这个城市的人口只有13000人。
They only had 13,000 people.
3000个人参加聚会。
So 3,000 of which came.
这个有大概 25%以上的人 来参加一次的布道会。
So about a quarter of the population came.
你看见从天上小飞机拍的照片。
This is a picture taken by a drone.
几千个人挤在一个地方。
Thousands of people gathering together.
前面有一大片的空间做什么呢？
We leave behind a large empty space in front.
讲完到呼召人悔改的时候。
So that when we do an altar call,
都有一两千个人出来。
The thousands of people will come forward.
所以你看这个聚会，到前面的两千多人都是来悔改的。
Look at these 2,000 old people coming in repentance to believe in Jesus.
坐在后面的一些人。
Those people sitting at the back,
站在前面的一大堆的人，
while else those who are standing,
他们受了感动，到主的面前来。
They all moved to come before the Lord.
一个城市过了以后，
after this city,
我们就把几千张椅子摆到很远的一个城市去了。
We moved thousands of chairs to another place.
这个城市有两间很大的礼拜堂。
They had two large churches there.
一个是路德会的，
one the Lutheran church.
一个是信义会的。
The other one is
两千座位的礼拜堂算不得什么。
And
来的人呢太多了。
Too many people came.
白的椅子就比两个礼拜堂所能坐的人还多几倍。
So many more than what the church can accommodate.
有蓝的这椅子。
Many colors.
大概下午四点半的时候。
About 4:30 in the afternoon.
五千张的座位都摆好了。
5,000 chairs have been displayed by 7 p.m.
太阳下山了。
The sunset.
人就来了。
The people came.
人来越来越多，就坐满五千座位的。的地方
and they fill up all the seats.
我们就开始讲道。
We began to preach.
讲完道以后
after preaching,
到了八点半九点的时候
about 9 p.m.
我们就呼召愿意悔改的人向前来。
I will do an altar call for repentance.
一个一个走到前面来。
Everyone will just come one by one.
3,000多人走到前头来。
The response was 3,000 people.
我请问世界还有这样的国家，有这样的布道会，还有这样的成绩吗？
How many more gospel rallies are there in the world today?
现在已经看不见了。
You are not able to see this anymore.
从施洗约翰
perhaps from John the Baptist,
到现在
till now,
有五六次这样可能的大型的聚会。
There may be maybe 5 or 6 such gatherings.
施洗约翰死了以后
after John the Baptist died,
要等1700年
1,700 years,
在英国才产生一个 George Whitefield,
George Whitefield of England,
大型的聚会
who is able to hold large scale rallies.
他曾经在没有 microphone 的时代里面
in an era without microphone,
他对80,000人讲道
he could preach to 80,000 people,
每一个人都可以听得清楚
and everyone could hear him.
那个肺活量多大呢？
His lung capacity was huge.
声音的音量多强呢？
The voice was very strong.
人没有办法计算出来。
It was incalculable.
他一生讲到56岁，他就离开世界了。
He died at 56 after preaching for life.
他完了以后呢？
After him,
我相信第三个很大的布道家。是中国的宋尚杰。
I think that it would be John Song of China.
中国的宋尚杰跟季志文在东北有18个省向几十万人传福音。
John Song and Andrew Chi preached to hundreds and thousands of people in Northeast China.
千万人到主的面前来。
And millions
came. 千万人悔改。
And repented.
结果呢，他43岁就死了。
But he died at 43.
宋尚杰。
John Song,
43岁离开世界。
Died at 43 years old.
季志文86岁离开世界。
Andrew G 86.
我是季志文的学生。
I am a student of Andrew G.
他做的工作蒙上帝悦纳，其中最重要的一件事就呼召人做传道。
One of his most important ministries is to call people to be preachers.
注意听这句话。
Take note of this.
一个人讲道以后
，After a person preach,
呼召人做传道。
You call the people to respond to be preachers.
是美国的 Billy Graham 从来没有做过的一次。
This is something Billy Graham has not done.
Billy Graham 从来没有呼召人做传道。
He has never called people to go into ministry.
中国的季志文每一次讲完道一定呼召人做传道。
But Andrew G. after every sermon will call.
季志文呼召人做传道，有多少人做传道
？How many people will respond?
我相信最少超过5,000 to 10,000人。
I think it's between 5,000 to 10,000。
轮到季志文死了以后
，After Andrew G died，
轮到我继续做这个工作。
I continue the work。
我继承了这一个常例。
I inherited this
tradition。呼召人做传道。
I will call people to be preachers。
从什么时候开始
？From when？
从1957年开始。
From 1957。
到现在
，Till now。
2023年
，The year 2023。
66年半的时间。
For 66 and a half years，
你们可以猜想吗
？Can you guess？
你们照片不要再登了，等到我讲再讲。现在先关起来，等到我呼召人做传道的时候。
When I call people to be，
不是，不要开灯，你照片不要登，先停下来。哎，所有的照片先停下来，等我讲了你们再登。现在把照片关起来，他听不懂的。把照片关起来啊！等到我讲，你们再继续下去。从一九 1957年
from 1957
to
2023,
66年半,
within 66 and a half years, I call
人奉献做传道,
people to be preachers.
Has
already broken world record.
So, 66年中间,
within the 66 years,
50,000人奉献做传道.
There are 500,000 people who have given their life as preachers. Assuming that 10% will graduate from seminary, there would be at least 50,000 people who has preached because of my call. So I believe from John the Baptist to now, for the past 2,000 years, not too many people will do things like this.
Now, we have
thousands of people respond to each of the
rallies.
They will weep and call for forgiveness to renew their faith. And revival will come. And after the gospel,
we will take a lot of chairs, use a lot of cars, and drive it to 300 miles, 200 miles. 100公里外面另外一个城市再去摆椅子.
We will transport all these thousands of chairs to 100 kilometers away.
每一个城市都不一样.
So every city is different.
这个小城,
so this is another small city.
旁边是个很大的湖,
it is next to a lake.
5,000张椅子摆完了.
Again, we display 5,000 chairs.
太阳下山的时候,
and after the sunset,
人就开始来,
the people will come.
到晚上的, 这个湖边的城市, 又是坐满了人,
and again, they will fill all the seats.
然后我们开始讲道了,
then we will begin to preach and call out loudly.
主在那里工作,
that the Lord is at work. After that,
你们愿意接受主的向前面来,
come forward if you want to accept the Lord.
这个聚会转过来了, 他们走到前头去, 在两个荧幕附近的, 有大概3,000人,
here you have about 3,000 people who decided to become Christians.
然后这个城市过了,
after this city,
我们再把椅子搬到别的城市去,
again, we move all the chairs to the next city.
每天做这么重的工作,
every day, this is a heavy workload.
5,000张椅子,
you've got to arrange 5,000 chairs.
美国的基督徒从来没有这样的经验,
I don't think the American Christians have done this before.
5,000张椅子刚排完了, 鱼就下来了.
After you do that, the rain may come.
所以呢, 3点的时候,
so at 3 p.m.,
要把5,000张椅子用布抹干净, 晚上人要来聚会。
You have to wipe them clean if the rain comes.
很切祷告,
and we will pray
求上帝不要下雨,
that the rain will be away,
否则这个聚会都不能成功,
or we will fail.
所以每一天用征战的心, 来到上帝面前, 求大师恩赐福。
And so every day we come before God with a battling heart.
再到另外一个地方,
then we go to another place.
椅子摆完了,
and put the chairs out.
这个是大概上个月, 8月1号,
this is August 1st, 2023. About 3,500 chairs. After that,
这是我第二次到那边去,
this was my second visit to this city. Thousands came.
而且他的县长也是基督徒,
even the provincial governor is Christian.
县长有三个孩子, 15岁, 13岁, 16岁.
He has three kids from 16 to 13, all very
很有恩赐,
lovely and very talented.
大孩子把我的照片, 把它画成一张图, 交给我.
The older son drew a portrait of me. Many people became Christians in the city. After that,
我们再搬到另外城市,
we went to the next city.
就这样在最后这15年里面,
within the last 15 years,
I have
gone to 189 cities. And then I come here.
我们回去了以后,
after we return,
we
will continue this work. And the grace of God is on
Indonesia.
The past 2 weeks, there are such grand scale activities that we have. Let's look at what happened in the last 2 weeks. Towards the end of August,
这个地方叫 Domata,
this place is called Domata.
有大概6,000人参加聚会,
6,000 people came.
有4,000人走到前面来,
4,000 of which responded.
把自己奉献给神,
and give of themselves to the Lord,
接受耶稣基督做救主,
to accept Jesus as their Savior.
这些聚会是美国没有可能看见的,
this is not possible in America.
那么上帝的灯台已经从美国, 从欧洲转移到亚洲去了,
the lampstand of God has moved from Europe and America to Asia.
从前在穆迪的时代,
in the days of D.L. Moody,
Billy Sunday的时代,
The days of Billy Sunday.
Billy Graham 的时代。
The days of Billy Graham.
美国很多大城市有布道会。
They had large gospel cities.
突然间没有了。
Now suddenly all gone.
Billy 死了。
Billy Graham is dead.
Billy Graham 也死了。
Billy Sunday is
dead. Moody 也死了。
D.L. Moody is dead.
现在美国还有哪一个布道家出来呢
？Are there another evangelist like this?
几乎没有看到了。
Almost never.
我们求主兴起。王志荣做大布道家。
May God raise Paul Wang to be the great evangelist.
我们在马来西亚
，in Malaysia，
在台湾
，in Taiwan，
在香港
，in Hong Kong，
在菲律宾
，in Philippines，
在新加坡
，Singapore，
都办带领过这样的聚会。
We had gospel rallies like this before.
这个第二天22号，我们到了另外一个城市，这个城市后面有个很大很大的湖。那个湖的面积差不多新加坡国那么大。
This Tanata city has a large lake as large as Singapore.
湖水都波澜在那里。
You can see the lake in the picture.
大概有6000张的椅子。
About 6,000 seats.
前面那个红色的，那个就是我们的讲台。
The red color stage.
左边有一个大的云幕。
On the
右边要在另外再架起一个云幕。
We have this screen that we
set up. 很多的 speaker.
We have to mount the speakers.
有几千瓦的 power 来把这些声音播出去。
Thousands of watts of power to amplify.
筑讲台。
So every day you set up the stage.
下荧幕。
To put up the screen.
放下这个 speaker.
And to mount the speakers.
几千瓦的 amplifier.
And all the amplifiers.
要向电力公司租电。
Sometimes we have to rent the electricity.
租广场。
The place.
租椅子。
The chairs.
做的半死半活。
It is very tough work.
教会的会友已经习惯了。
But my members are very used to this.
每次到一个城市布道，都有50-60个人跟我去一同侍奉。
About 50 and 60 of them will follow me.
他们没有事情做吗
？Is it because they are too free?
有一些是大老板。
Some of them are bosses.
有一些是企业家。
Some are industrialists.
看到上帝的工作，把他们什么工作都放下了。
They let go of their work to join the work of God.
自己买机票。
They will buy their own plane ticket.
到了那个城市。
City,
自己住旅馆
，they buy their own accommodation，
自己找饭店
，and find own food，
自己付吃饭的钱
，and pay for their own way，
就专来摆椅子
，just to come and arrange chairs，
专来建讲台
，and to build up the stage，
专来建立荧幕
，and to put up the screen，
然后把整个音响放上去
，mount up the audio gear，
因为这么大的聚会。
Such a grand scale meeting.
音响设备大概要3000公斤。
The audio equipment is already 3,000 kilograms.
带到那个城市去。
To bring it all to this place.
完了以后呢
？After that.
再换到另外一个城市。
We go to the next city.
我们要租车把这些东西全部运到那个城市去。
We go to rent cars to move all these things.
又带领另外的聚会。
And then another one starts.
我讲全世界只有一个教会。做这么重的工作
，I think in the entire world only one church will do this.
我们非常甘心乐意
，But we are most willing to do.
非常欢喜侍奉主
，With great joy we serve the Lord.
上帝赐福我的教会
，And so God bless my church.
赐福我们的执事
，And my deacons.
赐福我们的会友
，And our congregation members.
越多工作的人
，The more work you have，
就越少批评
，The less criticism you have.
越不做工的人
，The lazier you are，
越啰嗦。讲很多的话
you will nag and make a lot of
每一个教会的形式都一样的
This is a case for all churches.
我们做工多一点
So let's work harder
侍奉多一点
Serve more
讲话少一点
And speak less
大家说一二三做工多一点侍奉多一点讲话少一点你看这样一个场整体非常 感恩非常荣耀上帝。
And this is most glorious to witness.
就问题是，一直白人人来不来呢
？The question is, would people come after you set it all up?
你要人来
，You want people to come?
那什么办法呢
？Use what methods?
每一间教会去访问。
You got to visit every church.
得到他们的同意
，so that they agree.
盼望他们的会友会来到。
That members will come and support.
因为我在印尼侍奉已经超过60年了。
Because I've served more than 60 years in Indonesia.
无言不借。所有的教会都知道我的名字
，so people knows me，
他们都甘心听我的讲道
，they are willing to come and support。
只要我答应什么时候到什么城市来
，if I agree to visit the city，
那边的基督徒的领袖都预备心带领会友一同来参加聚会。
The Christian leaders will come together to form
聚会完了以后
，a committee，
他们依依不舍的让我们离开
，and when we leave， they are always sad。
然后以后有机会再过来
，and wait for the next occasion。
印尼这么大。
But Indonesia is huge.
所以我有一些城市60年里面没有再过去。
So some cities can only visit once.
每一个地方我去了，我再去一次跑一届，我再跑一届可能需要12年。
Maybe it would take 12 years for me to return.
很多人很珍惜那些的聚会。
So people treasure all these meetings.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那你看人来了就变成这个样子。啊，刚才那个城市人口这么多人挤满了，上帝的恩典把带来有向前悔改的，你看几千个人。
Thousands of people responded.
这些都不是说谎的。
These are not lies.
这都不是骗人的。
Or fake news.
都是有事实的照片做证据。
You have the photos.
一个城一个城。
City after city.
一个城一个城。
City after city.
把这些照片摆在我们教会的墙壁上。
And we posted these pictures on our walls.
深深受感。
So that the people would be moved.
感谢上帝，这个是22号。刚才 Tomata 是21号，这个是22号。22号离开今天几天呢？
22nd of August, how many days from now?
几天呢？不到十天，对不对？
Less than 10 days.
8月22号，现在9月2号，刚刚十天以前。
About 10 days ago.
完了以后呢？
After that.
再换一个城市。
We go to another city.
这城市更大了。
This was a larger one.
椅子摆得更满了。
More chairs.
环境也不一样。
Environment is different.
结果到晚上的时候，人又来坐满。
In the evening, people came again.
坐满以后，我们再讲到。
Again, we preach.
讲到在呼召人。
And call for repentance.
有很多人出来。
Again, they all swarm forward.
2,000多人走到前头来。
Two over 1,000 people.
悔改认罪。
Repent.
求主赦免他。
Ask for forgiveness of sins.
所以我在印尼做的工作。
The work I do in Indonesia.
比在美国做的工作大几倍。
Is many times larger than in America.
有时候心里想不需要去美国了。
So sometimes I think I ought not to come here.
去了来一个教会不过两三百人。
Because the church only have a few hundred people.
听到的精神也远远不如印尼。
The attitude also different.
上帝就这样兴起印尼的工作。
That's how God raised the work in Indonesia.
印尼是全世界回教徒最多的国家。
Indonesia is the most populous Muslim country in the world.
82% 是基督徒，
82% Muslim.
基督徒只有10%几。
Christians about 10%.
但是上帝大大工作。
But God is mightily working there.
很多人归向主。
That many people came to the Lord.
很多人到主的面前来。
And they will come before the Lord.
成为基督徒。
To become Christians.
我们继续做到什么时候？我不知道。
I don't know when we will continue this until maybe these few years.
突然离开世界。
I may suddenly die.
在几年
，a few years later,
这种机会永远没有了。
No one will have to do this anymore.
像施洗约翰的时代
，like the era of John the Baptist.
约翰在旷野大声呼喊。
When he called out loudly in the wilderness.
约翰死了到现在。
From the time he died till now.
以色列人从来没有看见施洗约翰。那一种的聚会。
There are no more such person in Israel.
英国现在也没有 George Whitefield 那样的聚会了。
John Whitefield is also absent in
England. 中国现在也没有宋尚杰时代那种聚会。
And there are no longer meetings like John Song in China.
这种历史时刻。
These are historical moments.
会重复几次，没有人知道。
Nobody knows how many times you repeat itself.
趁着白热。
So Jesus said, "While it's still daylight,
快快做工。
We must work hard.
因为黑夜来到。
For when the night comes,
没有人能做工了。
No one can work.
这句话的急迫性。
The urgency of these words,
警戒性
the warning,
基督徒一定要觉悟
has to be heeded by Christians.
赐福给我们
May God bless us all.
我有一个恳切的祷告
I have an urgent prayer.
如果中国的门打开了
If China's door is open,
最后一刻我回到中国去
The last moment I'll go back to China.
我死在那里我也甘愿
I'm willing to die there.
我们一定要把福音传给我们的环境
Or we've got to preach the gospel to our people.
上帝怜悯我们
May God have mercy on us.
最后一个城市
This is the last city.
8月23号
on the 23rd of August.
卢武巴盖，
卢武巴盖，
那一个城市里面
，in that city，
最后一次有5,000-6,000人来参加聚会。
About 6,000 people came.
3,500人走到前面。
3,500 responded to the call.
完了，我就带着非常疲倦的身体。
After that, I was exhausted.
我回到加加达。
And returned to Jakarta.
那就预备到美国来。
To prepare for this trip.
就在那几天的聚会里面
，In those few days，
发生一件事情
，Something happened。
我讲到一半的时候
，In the midst of my preaching，
突然间电力没有了
，Suddenly there was a power outage，
整个变成黑暗了
，Great darkness descended，
声音也没有了
，There is no amplification，
amplification 已经断掉了。
Nothing could come true.
5,000-6,000个人在哪里？怎么样呢
？But there's like 6,000 people there.
我心里就祷告主啊
，So I pray, O Lord.
要解散他们呢
？Do I dismiss them？
或者要继续讲下去
？Or do I carry on？
如果讲下去
，If I carry on，
声音没有办法
I cannot shout so loudly.
5,000个人怎么会听见我的声音呢?
How can 5,000 people hear me?
这么大的空间,
Such a large space.
正祷告完的时候,
After I pray,
上帝的灵感动我,
The Spirit of God moved
讲下去,
me. Continue.
勇敢讲下去,
boldly.
因为历史历代的时候,
Because in the past,
我的仆人讲道都没有 amplification.
My servants do not use amplifiers.
你已经受宠 太过度了,
you have been spoiled.
现在显明,
now show.
你是我的仆人,
that you are my servant.
勇敢讲下去,
preach boldly.
我那个时候就存着一个很甘愿的心, 对上帝说, 我讲下去。
So I willingly said yes.
那么没有电怎么办?
But there's no electricity.
我就大声呼喊,
so I just shouted.
我呼喊的时候, 我感觉到我的肺差不多裂开来了。
I thought my lungs were explode.
弟兄姐妹,
and I shouted,
上帝爱你,
God loves you.
5,000个人听到很小的声音,
and 5,000 people will hear it softly.
结果聚会结束的时候,
in the end, when we ended,
他们照样的3,000多人走到前面,
in the same manner, 3,000 over people responded.
现在我给你看, 最后两次的聚会, 是在 8月25, 这两次聚会在哪, 在我自己礼拜堂,
August the 25th in my own church.
看的这个礼拜堂, 就是我建的礼拜堂,
this is the church that I built.
可以坐4,500人,
that could seat 4,500.
下面可以坐1,780个人,
1,780
那一天我们把贾各答大学生中学生聚集起来, 我们就在那里,
we brought the youth and the students together that day.
带领两个布道会,
there were two gospel rallies.
全贾各答的学生都到你的教会来吗?
Did all the students
没有,
come to your church? No.
贾各答有4,600间学校,
there are 4,600 schools. Hundreds and thousands of young people.
能够来的不过13,000人,
13,000 people came.
一个教会,
one church,
一天里面,
one day,
对13,000人讲道,
preaching to 13,000 people.
很不容易,
it's a difficult
我们把圣堂坐满了,
after the main sanctuary was filled,
4,000多人,
4,000
people, 副堂坐满了,
side sanctuary,
1,000多人,
1,000 over,
一共6,000多人,
altogether 6,000.
再把我们另外一个演讲厅也坐满了,
we opened yet another hall, 5,000 people.
还有结婚礼堂也坐满了,
wedding chapel was open,
800人, 这样加起来一共有好几千个人,
so altogether thousands.
听到完了以后呢,
after they listen,
我们请他们到前面来,
I call for the elder response.
这些到前面来的有好几百个人,
thousands came,
决定奉献自己,
to give of their life to be preachers.
我们是这样侍奉,
that's how we serve.
我们的工作是这样做的,
and that's how we have ministry.
我们每一年,
our workload keeps increasing every year.
每一年在各海岛, 各乡村, 各城市的布道会, 大概要面对180万人讲道。
We will preach to 1.8 million people every year.
然后一年过了,
one year passed.
我们再把第二年的工作, 恳切求主带领我们。
We fervently call the Lord to plan for the next year.
很多我的青年人,
so many of my young people,
也到乡下去传道,
they will go to remote areas to preach,
学校里面传道,
to the schools to preach,
他们学习怎样传福音,
to learn how to preach the gospel,
心里就火热起来,
with fervency in their hearts.
凡是不传福音的教会,
a church that does not preach,
都是走自杀,
it is going along the line of a suicidal pathway.
不传福音的基督徒,
a Christian who does not preach the gospel,
非常冷淡的信仰的生活,
will live a life cold in faith.
凡是努力传福音的基督徒,
but a Christian who preaches fervently,
非常火热,
will be fervent,
非常活动,
and very dynamic,
非常有热情的基督徒,
and very lively.
愿上帝赐福你们这个恩典教会,
may God bless Grace Church.
不要单单名字叫恩典教会,
don't just call yourself Grace.
真正经历,
you must truly experience
主丰盛的恩典,
the abundant grace of the Lord. Amen.
现在我们请杨牧师带领一个祷告, 我们也开始今天的讲道,
我们一起祷告。 天父恩主, 我们为着每一时每一刻 能够与主亲近, 满心感谢你。 主，你竟然让我们这一些人有机会聚集在一起来聆听你的话语。求主帮助我们，好叫我们心里面存着谦卑可受教的态度，让我们的心好像陶土一般，让你的话能够进入我们的心里，然后改变我们的一生。我们恭敬把以下的时间交托在主你的圣手当中，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求祷告。阿们。
今日主日崇拜，我也与大家讲的基督徒的完全。
Today I want to talk about the perfection of a Christian.
这个题目我曾经在北卡罗来纳 几个城市, 几个教会里面用4次讲完这个题目。
I preached this in North Carolina before. 今天我只给
你们讲一次的聚会。
Today I will preach one session on this.
基督徒可能完全。
Can a Christian become perfect?
圣经说有些人是完全人。
The Bible says some people are perfect people.
都是有毛病的人。
But they have flawed.
都是有缺陷的人。
They have errors.
都是有罪恶的人。
There were people who were sinners.
为什么上帝把他们称为完全人？
But why would the Bible put them as perfect? 上帝对亚伯兰
说。
God said to Abraham,
我是丰盛的上帝。
I am God of abundance.
你要在我的面前做完全人。
You are to be perfect before me.
我们都知道亚伯拉罕不太完全。
We know Abraham was not perfect.
亚伯拉罕好几次说谎话。
He lied a few times.
把他的妻子当作他妹妹。
He told people the wife is his sister.
免得带来杀身之祸。
So that he can be spared.
亚伯拉罕生活不完全。
And his lifestyle was not perfect.
上帝要他做完全。
But God wanted him to be perfect.
圣经告诉我们，又不是完全的。
The Bible says Job was
perfect. 又不是我的罪比我的头还更高。
Job said that my sin is higher than my head.
这样的一个人怎么是个完全人？
So how can he be perfect?
基督教的完全观。
The concept of perfection in Christianity.
不是那绝对的分量的完全。
It's not a quantitative absolute perfection.
基督教的完全观。
Our concept of perfection.
心智做完全人。那个心愿的完全观。
It is about the perfection in our desires.
基督教完全观。
Our concept of perfection.
恳切追求他的完全的目的，目的论的完全观。
It is when we earnestly seek to be perfect.
基督教的完全观。
The concept of perfection.
上帝的恩典中间，求主把完全的意念放在我里面。
It is within the grace of God. May I have the concept of perfection in me.
把完全的愿望呈现出来。
That I may desire to be perfect.
然后过一个完全人的生活。
And live a life that is perfect.
保罗对我们说。
The apostle Paul says.
我不以自己是完全。
I do not think that I have achieved.
我从来没有感到自己够完全。
I never think that I achieved perfection.
所以他就向完全的目标去奔跑。
But I strive towards the goal of perfection.
完全的目标就是向基督的标杆直跑。
And the goal is to be like Jesus Christ.
这样的人
a person like that,
可以在上帝面前以心智的完全来讨上帝的喜悦。
Can be pleasing to God with a desire to be perfect. Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们没有一个人是完全的。
None of us are perfect.
那么一个自以为完全的人
If you think you're perfect,
一定不完全。
Surely you're not perfect.
感到自己完全的人
If you think you're already perfect,
都是不可能的。
It's impossible.
都是虚假的。
It's fake.
那么以为自己不完全的人
But if you think of yourself as imperfect,
可能真的不完全。
Perhaps you're really imperfect.
真正完全的人
A truly perfect person
感到自己不完全
will feel that he's imperfect.
感到自己完全的人
If you think of yourself as perfect,
永远不是真的完全。
Forever you are not perfect.
所以每一个人都不完全。
So none of us is perfect.
每一个人都可以照着圣经的要求我们盼望做一个完全人。
But we can all based on the Bible hope to be perfect.
一个人如果要做完全人
If you want to be perfect,
就会深深感觉到自己的亏欠。
You must first realize you owe God.
因为我们感到自己的亏欠。
Because you feel that you are unworthy.
脱离我们亏欠的生活，用各样的方法补满自己的亏缺，以至于我们可以做一个完全人，有这样心智的人。
You will try your best to live a life to fulfill the imperfection.
要对基督徒讨论基督教里面圣经告诉我们三种完全人应当有的心态。
What does the Bible say about perfection? Three different
things. 完全人是一个深感亏欠的人。
The first one is the person who's perfect.
你从来没有感到你的亏欠。
You never think of owing anyone.
永远不能过完全的生活。
Then you will never be perfect.
那么基督徒的亏欠在哪里呢？
Where is the debt of a Christian?
圣经在罗马书提出这三大亏欠的真理。
In Romans, there are three areas that was mentioned.
第一件的亏欠是什么呢？
The first area which
you owe. 罗马书第三章十五节。
Romans 3:15.
基督徒亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
For we are fallen short of the glory of God.
人人都犯了罪。
For all have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
And fallen short of the glory of God.
一样的亏欠。
So that's the first fallen short.
大家跟着说，人人亏欠了什么？上帝的荣耀。
So we owe God His glory.
我们是不完全的。
We are not perfect.
我们是有亏欠的。
We owe God something.
我们亏了什么呢？
What is it that we owe?
亏了上帝的荣耀。
His glory.
上帝原先造人的时候。
When God first made us.
是把他的荣耀作为我们的遮盖。
He has given us glory.
我们有上帝的荣耀的彰显。
And we manifest His glory.
我们把上帝的荣美 反照出来
We can reflect his beauty.
别人看见了我们
So that when people look at us,
看见的是上帝的荣光
They will see the glory of God.
上帝的完美
The beauty of God.
上帝完美的荣耀遮盖着我们
And his glorious beauty covers us.
我们就这样活在神或者人的面前
And that's how we should live before God and man.
因为我们犯罪的缘故
But because we have sinned.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀
We have fallen short of the glory.
上帝的荣耀受亏缺的时候
And when we have fallen short,
我们的罪就增长起来
Our sin increased.
我们罪越多的时候
The more we sin,
上帝的荣耀越亏欠的时候
The less glory of God is there.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀
Because we have fallen short of his glory.
奥古斯丁提出了一个很重要的这个完全的观念
Augustine has an important concept of perfection.
在没有光的地方黑暗就占据了
If there is no light, darkness will take place.
上帝荣耀缺少的地方，罪恶就增长了。
Where the glory of God lessens, sin will increase.
犯罪的意念
，the concept of sin in our mind,
犯罪的动机
，the motive of sin in our life,
犯罪的行为
，the action of sin in our life.
侵占我们生活、我们的行为的时候
，when he permeates our life,
神的荣耀就从我们身上慢慢渐退下去。
The glory of God will be reduced from us.
看不见上帝的荣耀的时候
，when people cannot recognize the glory of God,
看见的就是我们的罪恶。
They only recognize our sins.
一个在罪恶中间亏缺上帝荣耀的人
，a person who is in sin and fallen glory, short of glory,
实在是一个完全不完全的人。
Will be a person who is imperfect indeed.
我们 perfectly unperfect.
It is a perfectly unperfect person.
我们完全不完全
completely not perfect.
所以我们就在我们不完全中间羞辱主的名
And we bring disgrace to the name of
the Lord. 这样，上帝的荣耀就从我们身上失去了
The glory of God will be reduced in your body.
上帝的荣耀减少的时候
And when it is reduced upon you,
也就是我们的罪恶增加的时候
Sin will go into increase.
当我们罪恶减少的时候
But when our sin is decreased,
上帝的荣耀被偿还的时候
，The glory of God will then be repaid.
基督徒的第一个亏欠什么
？So the first thing we owe.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
We owe God His glory.
人从我们身上看不见上帝的荣美。
That others cannot recognize the beauty of God upon you.
罪把上帝的荣光遮盖住。
For our sin covered the glory of God.
我们第一个亏欠是什么
？So the first thing we owe God.
亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
We owe Him His glory.
我们羞辱主的名。
We bring disgrace to His name.
我们亏欠主的荣耀。
We owe Him His glory.
所以我们是一个欠债的人。
We are a person in debt.
保罗在罗马书说
Paul says in Romans,
无论什么债你都不要欠
Don't owe anyone anything.
你不要欠任何人
Don't be in debt with anyone.
不要亏欠任何债
Don't owe anyone anything.
怎样做一个不欠债的完全人呢
But how do you be a perfect person that doesn't owe anyone anything?
你就要过一个常常负债的生活
You must live a life where you're always paying back.
主啊我欠你债
Oh Lord, I owe it to you.
我欠你公义的债
I owe the righteousness.
欠你慈爱的债。
I owe you your love.
我欠你良善的债。
I'm in debt for your goodness.
我欠你圣洁的债。
I'm in debt for your holiness.
我欠你荣耀的债。
I'm in debt for your glory.
我要过一个偿还债务的基督徒的生活。
So as a Christian, I must keep paying back.
基督徒愿意过完全的生活。
A Christian who is willing to be perfect.
就常常感到自己亏欠，求主赦免，也求主给我们力量过偿还的生活。
We always realize that he's owing God and ask for forgiveness and have the strength to pay back.
第一个债务我们要付的。
So this is the first debt.
基督徒欠债。
That we owe.
基督徒欠上帝荣耀的债。
The Christian owes God the debt of glory.
一生一世要做完全人。
For the rest of our life, we must strive to be perfect.
好好偿还欠荣耀在上帝面前。所付的债
and really pay back what we owe God.
这是对上帝我们欠的债
So this is the first thing we owe.
第二，我们的债务是什么
？The second debt we have.
基督徒的第二债务是欠人彼此相爱的债。
It's the debt of love towards others.
所以对上帝我们欠他的荣耀。
We have debt of glory to God.
基督徒我们欠他们相爱的债。
And we have debt of love to other Christians.
当我们每一次看见别人软弱的时候
，When we look at another person as weak,
你要先看见是你的亏欠。
You must first realize that you are owing someone else.
导致他的软弱。
Because I owe him, he became weak.
亏欠，所以他不能过完全的生活。
And because of me, he cannot live a good life.
我们在教会看见很多相反的一种现状。
But in the church, we do it the other way around.
我们只看见别人亏欠我。
We look at others, we say they owe me.
所以我们没有觉悟自己要还债。
We are not aware that we need to pay our debts.
我常感觉到别人欠我债。
We say they owe me.
你看，我今天来，他没有向我鞠躬。
Like I'm here today, you didn't bow to me.
他没有对我这个接待。
You didn't
没有热情。
Well, you are not.
他欠我债。
You owe me.
我们没有觉悟到自己欠别人债。
We are not aware that we owe others.
为什么别人对我没有礼貌
？Why is it that people are rude to me?
为什么别人没有感情
？Why they are not loving to me?
为什么别人对我这么冷淡
？Why are they so cold to me?
都是因为这个人不好，那个人不好。
You are not good.
这是不爱主。
The deacon doesn't love God.
那个长老不关心。
The elder doesn't care.
这些人都欠我债。
So all these people owe it to me.
凡是以为别人都欠你的债的人，你就是一个不好的基督徒。
You're not a good Christian if you always think people owe it to you.
如果你常常感到是我欠别人债。
But if you think that I'm the one who owe others,
对他不够恭敬。
I'm not courteous enough to that person.
对另外一个不够礼貌。
I'm not good enough to that person.
对另外一个不够关怀。
I didn't care enough for the other person.
另外一个不够爱心。
I didn't love the other person better.
真正感到自己是欠债的人的时候。
When you realize that you are in debt of others.
基督徒的灵性就是个好的灵性。
Your Christian spirituality will be a better one.
保罗说我们都欠别人爱心的债。
Paul says that we owe others the debt of love.
所以无论怎么债都不要欠。
Don't owe anyone anything.
唯有彼此相爱的事情上
，in the matter of loving each other，
人人都要感到自己的亏欠。
Let us always think that we are owing others.
你们都知道，美国一个城市叫做 Philadelphia。
In America, there's a city called Philadelphia.
这个 Philadelphia 不单单在美国东部
，not only the east, there's a Philadelphia.
看到在约翰牧会的里面也有一个腓拉铁菲教会。
There is a city in the ministry of John.
Philadelphia.
What is the meaning of Philadelphia?
Phila 是什么意思
？What is Phila?
就爱心的意思。
Love.
Delphia 什么意思
？What is Delphia?
兄弟的意思。
Brothers.
Philadelphia 的意思是什么呢
？The meaning of the word Philadelphia.
兄弟互相之间相爱的这一种情谊，这种生活。
It means brotherly love.
那么我们每一个基督徒都应当对兄弟。有亏欠感，要怎样爱他们，让他们与我们一样成长在上帝的恩典。
So every Christian must feel that we owe other people the debt of love.
那么这个 Philadelphia 这个事情，在这个以色列的历史中间也有过这样的故事。
In the history of Israel, Philadelphia played a role.
当大卫要建圣殿不成的时候
，When David wanted to build the temple,
上帝说你的手沾了血。
God said that you have too much.
不要建我的圣殿。
Upon your hands,
你要等到你死了。
After you
你的孩子所罗门建你的圣殿。
Your son Solomon will build the temple.
所以圣殿不是大卫建的。
So David did not build the temple.
圣殿是所罗门建的。
It was built by Solomon.
当所罗门要建殿的时候
，When Solomon was about to build,
需要一块地皮。
He needed a piece of land.
那么这个地皮哪里来的
？Where would the land come from?
抢来的吗
？Do you just grab it?
不可以。
No.
偷来的吗
？Would you steal it?
不可以。
No.
必来的吗
？Do you force other people to surrender it? No.
自从亚伯拉罕的时代
，From the time of Abraham,
树立了个很好的榜样。
He had a very good example.
亚伯拉罕住在黑人的地方。
Abraham lived with the Hittites.
Hittites 这个黑人的地方有很多的地，但是他们不是亚伯拉罕所有的。
The Hittites had lots of land that Abraham did not have.
聚集在别人的土地里面。
So he lived in another person's land.
有一天，亚伯兰的妻子死了。
But his wife died.
非常难过。
And he was very sad.
亚伯兰比妻子更大十岁。
He was 10 years older than the wife.
当他的妻子死的时候，亚伯兰137岁。
When the wife died, he was 137.
Sarah 127.
Sarah was 127.
Sarah 死的时候
，when she died,
圣经记载她活到127岁。
The Bible says she was 127.
圣经唯一的一个女人，她的岁数被记载在圣经。
The only woman whose age was recorded in the Bible.
年老的丈夫
，this elderly husband,
看到比自己年轻的妻子离开世界是非常非常难过的。
When a younger wife would die first, it's very sad.
所以呢，要不然。就决定要埋葬他的妻子。
So Abraham wanted to bury the wife.
要用哪一块地皮呢
？But where would the land come from?
因为所有的地都是赫人的，不是他的。
It all belongs to the Hittites.
我根本没有买过一块地。
He did not own any land.
我现在要埋葬我的妻子。
But now I'm going to bury my wife.
那我要拿哪一块地来做埋葬的地方呢
？So which land would I use?
他就找到赫人的族长。
He went to look at the leaders of the Hittites.
对他说，我可以不可以 用一块地来埋葬我的妻子的。
Can you have a piece of land for me to bury my wife?
他说：“你要哪一块地吗？”
And so he was asked which land.
就在哪一个山洞里面。
He said in that cave.
在某一个地区。
At this region.
我要在那里埋葬我的妻子。
I'm going to bury my wife there.
赫人说：“我的地这么大，你就拿去吧。”
The Hittite said, "Well, I have lots of land. Just take one."
我不会拿你的地。
He said no.
我无论如何要用钱买你的地。
I will buy that piece of land.
否则我不埋葬我的妻子。
Or I will not bury my wife.
埋葬是不能等太久的。
But you can't wait too long.
他们两个推来推去。
And they were negotiating.
不要再跟我计较了。
The Hittite said, "Don't get anymore."
我们的感情这么好。
We are good friends.
拿一块地埋葬你的妻子，我为什么会反对你呢
？There's no problem. Just take it.
尽管拿去吧。
Just take it.
要不然说无论如何。
Abraham said, "No matter what."
不拿你的地。
I'm not going to take it for free.
结果他就问那个赫人的族长。说这块地普通的价钱应该是多少？你告诉我好吗
？So he asked the owner, "What is the normal price?"
那个人讲一句话
，and the person said,
400 shekel 银子的地皮算什么？拿去吧
！400 shekels, nothing.、啊、
要不然知道这个这400 shekel 银子。
So he knew that it was worth 400 shekels of silver.
400 shekel 银子到现在还不是小数目。
It's actually a large amount of money.
要不然就照他讲的，四百舍克勒银子就交给他。
And Abraham just paid the price.
买了那一块地
，and bought the land.
埋葬他的妻子
，to bury his wife.
这个题目
，this theme,
这一件事情
，this incident,
历史上的第一个先例。
This was the first precedent.
不随便占便宜。
That you don't take advantage of others.
不随便领受人家的赠送。
And receive gifts.
我当尽了责任。
What I need to do,
我要进
I must do.
照样我在 Jakarta,
In Jakarta,
有一个很有钱的人
That's a very rich man.
四公亩半的地交出来奉献给我建大学
Wanted to give me 4.5 hectares of land to build a university.
地皮很贵很贵
The land in Jakarta is very expensive.
那个地区的地很漂亮
Beautiful place.
那么那个地区的地如果卖掉可以这现在的美金大概360万
If I were to sell the place, it's $3.6 million.
And people give it up
to you free, would you take it?
我问你，你这个牧师，
当然拿了。
人家给你360万的这地皮，你要不要拿？
当然拿。
他当然拿。我要拿，不好意思拿。
I didn't want to take it.
因为我看圣经不可以。
I look at the Bible. No.
这个地我如果拿了
，If I take the land,
我得罪上帝吗
？Do I sin against God?
我得罪自己吗
？Would I sin against myself?
我是不是？蒙上帝悦纳。
Would God be pleased with this?
我考虑考虑了。
I thought about it for a long time.
半年以后。
Half a year later.
我对那个人说对不起。
I told him sorry.
我决定不拿你奉献的地。
I'm not going to take the land you offered.
那为什么
？Why?
我要奉献是甘心乐意的。
He said I willingly give the land to the church.
他说我不拿也是甘心乐意的。
And I said I willingly do not want to take your land.
决定不拿这块地。
I decided not to.
那么你要建大学怎么办呢
？But you say you want to build a university.
你需要一块差不多360万美金的地皮，你哪里来的钱呢
？You need something that is worth 3.6 million.
我祷告上帝。
I say I will pray.
把每个礼拜主的崇拜收的奉献，慢慢储蓄，慢慢我要还清这块地的钱。
We will save from our offering every single Sunday.
我拒绝了那块地。
I rejected that gift.
我在别的地方找了一块将近400万美金的地皮。
I found another place that's worth $4 million.
现在这些钱都已经出。付清楚了。
Now we have paid up all.
那个财主没有轻看我。
But the rich person did not look down on me.
更加尊重我。
In fact, he respected me even more.
唐牧师不是来美国来募捐的。
So I tell you, I did not come here to get money from you.
你们不必害怕。
Don't be afraid.
我每次做什么事情，我都有真正知道上帝的旨意。
Everything I do,
I want to make sure God wants me to do it.
那我就开始把地皮买了以后
，After we bought the land,
慢慢付，慢慢付。
We paid and paid.
付了几年，付清楚了。
After a few years, we're done.
我就开始设计这个整个大学模型。
I started to design the university.
这个大学建了一个很大的大学。
And it's going to be a large university.
我们需要行政楼。
It needs an administration.
12层
，12 stories.
上面三层有个3000人的大礼堂。
With a hall that could seat 3,000.
这些建筑费就要差不多几千万美金。
It will cost tens of millions of US dollars.
我们建运动场。
We're going to build a sports hall.
我们建大图书馆。
a large library.
我们也建立大学的音乐厅
a music concert hall.
然后我们还要建立后面的宿舍
and also the dormitory.
那唐牧师啊，你建的宿舍有多大的？
Then how large would the dorm be?
我说我的宿舍需要3000个人住在里面。
I want to house 3,000 students.
请问3000人的宿舍要花多少钱？
How much money would it cost?
大概要花350万。
About $3.5 million.
行政大楼要花多少钱呢？
What about the administration building?
要花400多万。
Maybe $4 million.
图书馆、音乐厅、课室、化验室，所有的设备要多少钱呢？
All the facilities together.
一共需要$100 million.
$100 million.
100亿美金是100个 million.
It's 100 million.
那么这个钱哪里来呢？
Where would the money come from?
我祷告完以后，
After I prayed,
决定不募捐。
I decided not to do fundraising activities.
No fundraising.
I don't do fundraising.
No borrowing money from bank.
我也不跟银行借钱。
不向银行借钱。
Not borrowing from the bank.
不请有钱人募捐。
Or go visit the rich.
不请外国人帮助。
Or get
money from
这样的传道人呢
？This kind of preacher
性格很硬
，has a very hard
意志很坚决的传道人
，but very strong in will.
但是我。没有别条路可以走
，But there is no other option.
也没有别的感动可以做
，And God did not move me otherwise.
照着神给我的引导来做上帝的工作。
I do the work of God based on how He guided me.
你们中间除了王牧师以外
，Other than Reverend Paul Wang,
差不多没有人去看过我的教会。
Maybe none of you have visited my church.
你们当前看到那大礼拜堂或做几千人的
，You saw the sanctuary.
我的礼拜堂
，That's my church.
比这个礼拜堂大大概30倍。
It's about 30 times larger than this one.
而且上面一层坐4500人。
The upper level can seat 4,000。
下面一层坐1800人。
1,006 below.
旁边有神学院。
There is a seminary.
有音乐厅。
Music concert hall.
有博物馆。
Museum.
还有小学。
A primary school.
有初中。
Middle school,
有高中
high school,
有大学
University,
一共24层楼
24 story,
全部做完了
After all this done,
我们建筑费那个时候是大概4200万美金
42 million US dollars
建造24层
To build 24 story
建完的时候
When it was done
我问我们欠银行多少钱
I asked how much money do we owe others
我们的委员会说我们一块钱都没有欠
Our committee say not even a single dollar
全部付清楚了
We have paid it all out
当然现在你鼓掌很容易
Easy to clap
付清每一块钱很不容易
But very hard to pay for
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
上帝是信实的
Our God is faithful
这个贫穷的传道人可以比任何富翁更有资格把整个大建筑物把它建成。
He enabled this poor preacher to do it more than the rich people.
现在这个礼拜堂已经建成15年了。
This church has 15 years of history.
我们正在计划建更大3倍的大学。
We want to build a university that's 3 times larger.
我们还照主啊，若是你许可。
And we pray, Lord, if you want.
不借钱，不募捐，不要求美国寄钱，我们要在印尼。辛辛苦苦把它建起来。
Again, we want to do this independently of fundraising and foreign
aid.
Thanks be to God.
欠债是很痛苦的。
It's very hard to owe people something.
负债是很辛苦的。
And very difficult to pay back your debt. But the Bible says,
你要常以为亏欠。
You must always think that you owe.
你要把债务还清楚。
And pay all your debts.
你才能做完全人。
Then you can be perfect.
所以我们第一个债务是亏欠上帝。荣耀的债。
So our first debt, the debt of glory to God.
第二个债务是亏欠弟兄相爱的债。
The second debt, the debt of love to the brothers.
弟兄相爱从什么时候开始呢
？When do we start loving one another?
从所罗门要建圣殿的开始。
From Solomon's temple.
那个时候要买那块地，就像亚伯兰不要送，要付钱。
He followed the example of Abraham. He just paid for the land.
所以有人就到那地皮的主人那里去。
And someone went to the owner of the land.
问他说：“你可以把这块地皮卖给我做上帝的圣殿吗
？”Can you sell this land to me to make the?
原来那块地皮是两个兄弟拥有的。
Two brothers own a piece of land.
一个叫做亚劳纳。
One person is called Arauna.
另外一个是他的兄弟。
The other one is brother.
他们说这块地是祖传下来的。
They say that my ancestors gave me the land.
我们是很不容易把它卖掉的。
So it's difficult for us to sell.
大卫要建圣殿。
But because the temple is
rebuilt, 上帝需要一块地皮。
And God need a land.
所以结果他们说好了，我们就卖给你。
So they say fine, sell to you.
那块地皮卖给这两兄弟以后。
And after the land was sold,
这两兄弟尽量把所有债务还清楚。
These two brothers paid back the debt.
看这两兄弟自己生活情形怎么样呢
？How was their life?
他们经济 好不好呢
？Were they rich people？
一个叫做戈尔南
，One is called 戈尔南，
一个叫做亚劳南
，Another one is 亚劳南。
两兄弟生活都是不太富裕的
，They were not very rich people，
所以就记载下来了犹太历史中间兄弟相爱的故事。
And so that's what brotherly love is all about。
弟弟常常讲，哥哥孩子多，费用大。我要尽量帮助哥哥。
The younger brother always says that I'm going to help my elder brother.
哥哥想我赚的钱比弟弟多，弟弟比我贫穷，我要用钱帮助我的弟弟。
And the elder brother wants to help the poorer younger brother.
哥哥一直想帮助弟弟。
And the older brother wants to help the younger one.
弟弟一直想帮助哥哥。
The younger one wants to help the older one.
两个相弟兄弟彼此相爱的心就显明出来了。
And so we see the brotherly love here.
那么怎么样表达他们的爱心呢
？How did they express it?
哥哥常常把一捆的农作物暗中带到弟弟仓库里面。来帮助他的弟弟。
The brother always secretly gives the other brother agricultural products.
但每一次他半夜把农作物带去的时候
，But every time he tried to do it secretly,
第二天回来
，The second day,
仓库里面的火场一点都没有减少。
Everything seems to be the same in numbers.
我不是把一捆带去了吗
？Then he thought I already bring this hay to my brother.
为什么回来又一样，完全是像昨天一样充满的呢
？Why is it that when I counted, it's still the same number？
他一直爬着头，莫名其妙。
He was always very confused.
我明明昨天把一捆的农作物带到他那里去。
Yesterday I brought something to my
brother. 为什么早上回来又是一样多呢
？Why is it the same thing？
他弟弟也是这样。
But because the brother did the same.
他弟弟也是三更半夜把一捆的农作物带到他哥哥那里去。
In the middle of the night, the younger brother brought.
早上回去算的时候，一点没有减少。
So both have the same.
所以他说这个很奇怪了。
And it's very strange.
如果每次去累得半死，回来一样样，我不必再送了吧。
If every time I do this, the number is still the same.
浪费这么多的心血，结果是一样的。
I'm wasting my time.
他一直不明白。
And he couldn't
understand.直到有一天晚上，这个弟弟把农作物背到半路的时候
，As the younger brother brought the produce to the brother，
在月光之下看见对面有一个人把一个东西跑过来。
And moon under the moonlight, they saw the brother do the same thing.
他很奇怪
，So he was curious.
我半夜把农作物背到那边，怎么对面有一个人背农作物？跑到我这里来。
Why is it that another person doing the same thing as I am?
他们慢慢看，慢慢看。
And they look at each other.
原来弟弟看到哥哥。
The younger brother saw the older one.
哥哥看到弟弟。
The older one recognized the
younger one. 两个相爱的兄弟。
Brothers in love.
正在背着农作物要去帮助对方。
Trying to help each other.
两个人见面大笑起来。
And so they laughed at each other.
原来是你。
Oh, so it was
you. 你把东西带到我那边。
You have brought gifts to me.
我把东西带到你那边。
I have brought gifts to you.
我都没有减少。
And mine
is not
enough.
你的也没有减少。
Yours neither.
那我们这样辛苦做什么呢
？So what's the point?
又不必这样了。
We don't have to do this.
所以这个就叫做兄弟相爱的故事。
So this is a story of brotherly love.
今天很多兄弟不是这样。
Many brothers are not like this.
你已经很有钱。
You may be very rich.
你再用各样的办法。把你弟弟的钱再抢过来。
You want to take your younger brother's money too.
你不是爱弟弟。
It's not that you love him.
你是侵占弟弟的便宜。
You want to take advantage of him.
偷窃哥哥的东西。
And steal from your brother.
兄弟相爱不是如此。
Not so for brotherly
love. 亚劳拿跟哥尔南的故事就变成非常美丽的传说，一直传下去。
And so the story of these two brothers become an example of brotherly love.
兄弟相爱。
How two brothers love
each other. 这个故事存在以色列中间。
And this story goes around each
other. 保罗说
pauses,
凡事不可亏欠
Don't owe people anything.
只有在彼此相爱的事情上要常常意味亏欠
But only in the depth of love to each other.
你有彼此相爱常自己意味亏欠的心你就可以变成完全人
With a heart like that, you can become perfect then.
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God.
到了新约就有菲拉铁菲这个教会
In the New Testament, there's Philadelphia.
到了美国就有 Philadelphia 这个城市
A city you find in America.
这个都在提醒我们
To remind us.
照着圣经的教训
Based on the Bible.
应当彼此相爱
Let us love one another.
这是基督徒的第二个亏欠
This is the second debt Christians
have. 第一个亏欠是什么
The first one.
亏欠上帝的什么
We have debts of
God's glory.
荣耀
第二个亏欠是什么
？The second debt,
亏欠对弟兄的爱心。
The debt of love to
each other. 第三个亏欠是什么呢
？The third debt,
都在罗马书。
They all found in Romans.
我给你们功课，你去找。
You can
亏欠上帝荣耀，罗马书三章二十三节。
3:23.
亏欠弟兄的相爱。
The love,
你去找在哪里？我不讲了。
You can go find yourself.
第三，亏欠第三件事情，世界传福音的责任。
The responsibility to preach the gospel.
那个也是罗马书讲的。
It's also found in the book of
Romans.
保
罗说，无论是希利尼人
，Paul says whether it's the Greek,
话外人
or the barbarian,
无论是聪明人
whether the intelligent,
无论是愚拙的人
or the ignorant,
我都欠他们的债。
I owe them a debt.
我情愿尽我的力量
I will try my best
传给你们在罗马的。
To preach the gospel to you all.
亏欠福音感就是基督徒传道人成功的秘诀。
This is where Christians and preachers can be successful.
有些基督徒从来不传福音。
Some Christians never ever preach.
他认为我没有亏欠嘛。
They think I don't owe anybody anything.
我好做人。
I'm a good person.
我好读经。
I read the Bible.
我好做礼拜。
I go to church.
我好奉献钱，我就够了。
That's enough.
但有一种基督徒说不是。
But some Christians say,
我如果不传福音
，If I do not preach,
我就有灾祸。
Woe is to me.
我如果不传福音
，If I do not preach,
我就亏欠太多没有信主的人。
I owe all these non-believers.
这种对福音的亏欠。
This sense of urgency is the final secret why a Christian can be perfect.
如果你深感自己的亏欠
if you deeply feel that you owe others,
过一个愿你负债的生活
you want to pay back the debt,
愿你负债的生活
in that life,
使你一生可以做完全人
you can then be perfect.
我问上帝主啊
I ask God,
我传福音够吗？
Is it enough that I preach?
主说不够。
The Lord said no.
我还要传多久呢
？How long should I continue preaching?
传到永永远远。
To all eternity.
所以虽然我讲到比任何一个牧师更多。
Although I preach more than any pastors.
我从17岁开始讲道。
For I started at 17 years old.
讲到今天已经讲了差不多将近40,000次道理了。
Till now about 40,000 sermons.
最少37,000到38,000多次道理。
At least 38,000.
讲道讲了40,000次还不够吗？
Is that not enough?
从17岁讲到83岁还不够吗？
From 17 to 83,
还不够。
Is it not enough?
如果你参加我的聚会，
If you join my meeting,
最少从昨天前天的聚会，
From yesterday at least,
你可以看出我传道的心智，传道的火热，一点不输给现在的青年人。
You can see that the way I preach, the fervency is not less than the younger people.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
虽然我83岁了，
Although I'm 83
today, 我几乎力量已经没有了。
Although I'm really weak,
拼命把上帝的真理传开。
But I still preach with all my strength.
这种传福音的心智是神放在我里面的。
Is what God has put in me.
就是说我累到不能再疲倦，也不能再过下去了。
Sometimes I'm just so exhausted.
但我心里充满欢喜快乐。
But there's just great joy in my heart.
正在做的事情。
Because what I'm doing.
也就是我主耶稣基督所做的事情。
Is what my Lord Jesus Christ did.
为什么唐牧师到这么多乡下去传道呢
？Why would Dr. Tong go to so many remote places?
福音书里面有一句话
the gospel says,
耶稣在各乡各城
Jesus went to
传讲上帝国的福音
all the cities and villages to preach the kingdom of God
所以我心里深深受感动
so deep in my heart I'm moved
主啊你走遍各乡各城
oh my Lord you went to all the cities and villages
我什么资格可以不做你做的工作
how can I say that I won't do the same
我已经跑了全世界600个城市传福音了
I have preached in more than 600 cities in the world
印尼差不多200个城市传福音了
more than 200 in Indonesia alone
单单美国已经超过了128个城市开布道会。
In America alone, 128 cities.
我相信没有人比我跑更多的地方。
I don't think there's another person who travels more.
问到我一个副牧师，我吓了一跳。
But once I asked my associate pastor,
我说 ，Eiter， 你到底走了多少乡下传福音
？I said, Pastor Eiter, how many villages have you gone to?
他回答我吓了一跳。
His answer astonished me.
到现在我还深深感到亏欠。
Till now, I still feel that
I'm owing him. 我在印尼跑了5000个乡下呢。
He said I visited 5,000 villages.
5000个乡下的人传道了。
And preached in 5,000 villages.
我说主啊，我才不到几百个。
And I said, Oh Lord, I only visited a few hundred.
5000个乡下。
This guy went to a few thousand.
是谁派他去的
？Who sent him?
谁负责他的路费呢
？Who paid for him?
完全自己付路费。
It's all by his own.
这个牧师现在大概50岁。
This pastor is about 50 years old.
今年52岁的。
52 this year.
他有几个孩子
？He had a few children.
但他到现在
，Till now,
还是对上帝说
，He still says to the Lord,
给我力量到乡下去传。
Oh Lord, give me strength to preach in the villages.
很多传道人，很多基督徒跟他一同去布道。
Many pastors and Christians follow him. He said, if you want to follow me, remember this one thing. I'm most thrifty. I picked the lousiest hotel. The simplest transportation. We go for like third class and fourth class. If you're not willing, don't come. If you're not willing, don't come. If you want to follow me, pay the price of the cross.
那我向我们100多个牧师传道传福音。
I will pray when I preach to 100 over pastors.
他们说你们有没有跟着艾特去传道呢？
I ask them, do you follow Iter?
他们大概有60%的传道人对我说。
About 60% of them say.
他们是
Dr. Dong.
我跟着他去过。
I followed him before.
那么你去的感觉怎么样呢?
Then I asked them, how do you feel?
我们感谢上帝。
We thank God.
我们过了最简单的生活。
We had the most simple life.
住了最便宜的旅馆。
And stayed at the cheapest hotel.
住了最便宜的飞机。
And had the cheapest travel.
但是我们的心充满快乐。
But there's great joy in our heart.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在艾特牧师, 我要把他调回到我们贾卡达来。
Pastor Iter will be called back to Jakarta
继续训练传道人,
to train the
训练青年人,
pastors, the young people.
我们的教会无论多大, 都没有什么可以骄傲的。
There's nothing to be proud of, actually.
我们的会有几千个人, 也没有什么骄傲的。
Thousands of members, so what?
我问的问题是, 你几千个会有, 有几个是传福音的人。
The question is, how many really preach the gospel?
我们的青年人几百个,
we can have hundreds
of people.
你多少是曾经去传福音的人? How many actually preach the gospel?
很多的主耶稣, 我已经去过, 我跟着这个传道的去过, 我知道什么叫做吃苦, 什么叫做被人拒绝, 什么叫做过最贫穷, 最困难的生活。
Many people said, follow that pastor, and so I understand what it means to be suffering.
这三种人
These three type of people
就可以做完全人
can be perfect
第一,
the first
偿还对上帝荣耀的亏欠
you repay the debt of glory to God
第二,
second
偿还对信徒彼此相爱的生活
you repay the debt of love to
第三,
other Christians
偿还对世界上没有听福音的人传福音的债
you repay the debt of gospel to the non-believers
保罗说, 无论是希利尼人,
Paul says whether it is the Greek
无论是犹太人,
or the Jews
无论是化外人,
or the barbarians
无论是有学问的人,
or the educated
无论是聪明人,
whether intelligent
无论是已作的人,
or the ignorant
我都欠他们的债,
I owe all of them the debt of the gospel
弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters
请问你做基督徒多久了?
How long have you been a Christian?
你这三个债务你付了多少?
Among the three debts, which one have you paid?
你愿意不愿意对主说主啊,
Are you willing to say to the Lord,
给我力量,
Lord, strengthen me,
荣耀你,
to glorify you,
给我力量,
give me strength,
爱弟兄,
to love others,
给我力量,
give me strength, to preach the gospel.
我要把这三个债务偿还清楚,
you want to pay back the debts of these three areas.
求你帮助我做个完全的人,
give me the strength to be perfect.
你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
回答我, 你愿意吗?
Are you willing?
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.
有哪一个人是主啊?
Is there anyone who say, Oh Lord,
求你加给我力量,
give me strength
荣耀上帝的生活,
to live a life that glorifies your name,
是我一生一世不羞辱你,
that I will not disgrace your name in my
不出卖你,
life,
不出卖你,
will not betray you,
不背叛你,
will not be a traitor,
主啊, 帮助我,
Oh Lord, help me,
给我这一举一动,
that in everything
一生一世中间,
I do, in my life,
每一件事都荣耀主的名,
everything will be glorifying
有这样的人,
you, a person like that,
请你把手举起来,
would you raise your hand,
愿意荣耀上帝的人,
you want to glorify God,
举手来, 还有谁?
Anyone else?
你愿意荣耀上帝过生活的人,
you want to live your life in glorifying God.
第二样,
second,
有哪一个人说主啊, 帮助我,
is there anyone who say, Oh Lord,
相爱,
help me to love,
好好对待基督徒,
and treat others well,
给我用爱心来成全你的旨意,
with love to fulfill your will.
哪一个基督徒你愿意过彼此相爱生活的,
I ask that you raise your hand too.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
就举放下去, 第三样事情,
the third thing.
有哪一个人是主啊,
is there anyone who says,
愿意做一个传福音的人,
I'm willing to preach the gospel.
一生一世负债, 领人归属,
and bring others to the Lord for the rest of my life.
这样的人, 请你把手举起来,
a person like that, raise your hand.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我们大家低头祷告,
let us all pray together.
我们大家站起来祷告,
let's all stand up.
每一个人开声祷告,
and pray together verbally.
为自己所欠的债,
for the strength from God to repay our debts.
每一个人开声祷告,
every one of us who pray.
主啊，我们感谢我们赞美你，因为你的恩、你的爱，你用你的道光照我们，用你的真理提醒我们，用你的圣灵激励我们。主啊，我们愿意在我们荣耀你的事情上负债荣耀你，我们愿在相爱的事情上尽量叫别人从我们得到好处，我们愿意在传福音的事情上高举耶稣的十字架，领更多人归向你的名下。主啊，你听我们的祷告，你与我们同在，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祷告的，阿们。